For Talk 1210, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey, fellow foodies, you have made it to another glorious Saturday afternoon. Welcome to the most delicious hour on radio. Thank you so much for tuning in like you do every Saturday at 4 o'clock here on Power Talk 1210. It is a power happy hour of the most epic magnitude that you can imagine, because we are broadcasting live from the destination of Southern-inspired cuisine. Yes, fellow foodies, we are live from the Parish Southern Fusion Gastro Pub on the northwest corner of Oracle and Orange Grove. And it is time to put a little south in your mouth. And that's what we do every time we come up here to the Parish. Join the party, because it's just getting underway. We've got pan-roasted quail special tonight. We've got barbecued pigtails. And friends, that's just where it begins, because we're going to be pairing some soulfully inspired cocktails with some of the most outrageous Southern cuisine you can imagine. Again, we're broadcasting live from the Parish, a Southern Fusion Gastropub on the northwest corner of Oracle and Orange Grove. Please make your way over here, because the party is getting started right now. Or anyway, wherever our next celebrity co-host is, there's always a party, because she's always putting great creative ideas together for wonderful events and great culinary and cocktail stories, and she actually gets to tell stories for a living. She is the principal of Storyteller Public Relations and our celebrity co-host for the full hour, my good friend Laura Reese is here.
Hi, Matt.
What's going on?
Oh, so much is going on.
Telling you, I mean, here we are. I mean, I feel like I'm in New Orleans every time I come out here to the Parish.
It does feel that way. I love that.
I mean, the colors and the energy and the vibe. I mean, it's like Fat Tuesday is every day here at the Parish.
Where are my beads? We all need beads.
We need some beads over here. Anyway, John Farlow just walked by. He's always wearing a bead or two, right? But anyway, I'm so glad to have you on the show. It's been a while.
It has.
Now, have you recovered from the Tucson Craft Beer Crawl? Have you recovered from that big event?
Oh, my gosh. It was so much fun.
Was that not a blowout party?
It was so much fun. I had such a blast putting that together and just being a part of this awesome community in Tucson, the brewers community, the craft beer fan community. It's just awesome. It's so humbling to play any kind of part in it. So it was a lot of fun.
I would imagine that you might be thinking about putting some plans together for the second annual crawl. Is it too early?
Yes, we already know when it's happening. It's happening the Saturday after the Arizona Craft Beer Crawl, just like it was, the Arizona Craft Beer Week, like it was this last February.
Perfect.
So stay tuned. Yeah, we're going to have more news about that in the next couple months.
Well, speaking of news, I mean, wherever you turn, wherever you look, whatever newspaper you open up, whatever magazine you open up, the Tucson food scene is making news all over the United States.
It is so exciting.
I know.
Like, as a publicist, someone that wants to tell stories for a living, to see all of these national publications telling our stories of people here in Tucson and the food scene here in Tucson is just so exciting. I mean, New York Times, I mean, that article focused on all of the amazing mid-century architecture that we have here. But then the writer also talked about Five Points Market, that's located in Five Points in downtown Tucson area, and the amazing food they have there, all the way to Bobo's. New York Magazine did a whole feature on the Tastes of Tucson, and they actually interviewed, I believe, Adam Lehrman and got his insight for some of his picks here in Tucson, which is just a testament to, like, the amazing food media that we have here in Tucson, and that these national publications look to our food media, our experts here, to kind of let them know what's happening.
I just love it. You know, every time I talk to some friends out of state, even particularly some of my friends back east, you know, even they're saying, boy, I had no idea that Tucson was such a progressive culinary scene.
Yeah, it really is amazing. I mean, USA Today just did, actually, a few months, USA Today has given a lot of love to Tucson. A few months ago, they did a whole long-form feature piece on the craft brewing scene just in southern Arizona and how it differs from Colorado and some of these other hubs for craft brewing. And then just a couple weeks ago, they featured, so Alton Brown, a few months ago, came through Tucson on his 46-city tour of his live show that he did. And each city he went to, he tasted food from each city. And so he came to Tucson, tasted a bunch of Tucson's food, and fell in love with Tucson tamales. He talked about it on his social media months ago.
Oh,
and then just a few weeks ago, USA Today, he did his top 10 picks from all 46 cities, and Tucson Tamale in Tucson made the top 10.
It's unbelievable.
Pretty exciting.
But actually, it's very believable. You know, and there's no coincidence there, because my son Danny and I just had lunch at Tucson Tamale Company over in Sabino Canyon and Tancredi.
Yeah.
And, you know, we love the vibe there. We love the creativity. creativity that's manifest. And right. you actually do some work with this great company.
I do. I get to rep them, which is just such an honor. They're doing such great things. In fact, this month they actually have their – so they're kind of doing like an EG's thing where each month now they have a special tamale that they feature that you can only get that month.
Oh, fun.
And so this month it's the paella tamale, which is perfect for the summer. It's all chorizo, roasted chicken, shrimp, peas, rice, and a saffron masa. It's really quite delicious.
Now, you can probably integrate that into the sort of the tamale plates where you get one tamale, two tamale, three tamale, and then all the sides.
Exactly.
Now, in my Tucson Tamale Company basket, there always needs to be represented. A regular fixture on my plate at Tucson Tamale Company is the JoJo.
So I can never
replace the JoJo. I just add on to the JoJo.
Yes.
So the JoJo and the paella would be kind of an interesting flavor connection with a lot of that stuff going
on.
So much fun. Well, what else is going on in the Tucson food and beverage scene that you found particularly fascinating these days?
Well, I have a couple, the On the Menu Live listeners, they're pretty in the know. They know what's going on in the food world, so they always want the little extra scoop, I figure. Something a little special that they can't get anywhere else. So I'm giving you a sneak peek, everyone.
Yes.
We have a few new up-and-coming talent here in Tucson that have just taken on some executive chef roles. So now
when you say sneak peek, are we breaking news?
This is actually breaking news.
Okay, so this has not been discussed anywhere locally on the air.
Uh-uh.
Okay, so our sponsors love when this happens. Let me just tell you, we have some exclusive news to report. We are breaking news at the parish. What say you, Laura Reese?
All right, well, Chef Daniel Thomas, he used to be at Jack's. He learned the stuff in Abbey. Most recently, he was at Reforma, and now he's actually the executive chef at 47 Scott downtown. So he's moving from the foothills downtown.
That is huge.
He just started last week, I believe, there. So this is like the gossip on the scene. So they're going to be having some menu changes. So definitely nothing's changing just yet. He did do a great special last night, though. It was like a trout and local fig stuffed amazing special thing.
So Daniel Thomas.
So he is going to be switching up the menu a little bit, so stay tuned for new menu news from Daniel Thomas.
Let me just brag on him for a second. I've long been a fan of Chef Daniel Thomas. Seriously, I mean, I follow him wherever he's going.
Yeah.
And my son's name is Daniel Thomas Russell, by the way.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I wish I could say that I named him after the chef, but anyway, so that is great news for 47 Scott, great news for downtown, and let me say great news for Chef Daniel Thomas as well, because it seems like such a great fit for both the concept and this artist.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great fit for both of them.
Awesome.
And then up in the foothills, actually, north at Long Cantata, they recently promoted from within Kevin Hant. I suppose you could say he was a protege from Carlos, the previous executive chef there at North.
Right.
And so he has just taken the helm there, and I can expect great things from him at North.
North is great. Carlos Calderon, executive chef there for so many years, and he's one of the hardest working guys in this community. But, so what has happened to Carlos? I mean,
he's actually moved up. He's now the brand chef for all of the Norths, which is
company-wide,
so
Fox restaurant-wide. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm sad to lose him in Tucson, but he's such a great talent, and it's really cool to say, hey, he came, we bred him here in Tucson.
Born and bred, that's right.
Yeah, so it's really neat.
So Kevin Hand is the new executive chef. Up at North, and we're excited to go see sort of what his creative twists are on sort of that great, that wonderful experience that we expect when we go up to North. And North is really one of those great concepts in the Fox family.
Right.
You were seeing North's kind of pop up left and right.
Oh, my gosh. They're just opening,
all
actually. In the next couple of weeks, they're opening up in El Segundo, California. So now they're in Austin, Denver, California, Arizona. I mean, and the very first North was right here at Long Cantata.
Isn't that great? It makes my heart just warm.
And that kind of brings it back to the national media. I want Tucson eaters to take so much pride that they are tastemakers. Like the first North ever that worked here in Tucson, that Tucsonan supported, is now a concept that is all over the country. I mean, the fact that New York Times is asking Tucson, what is Tucson eating? What is Tucson listening to? Like, people want to know, and take pride in that. That's awesome.
10 years ago, the same person at New York Times was saying, now where is Tucson?
Exactly.
And they're spelling it with a T-U-S-C-O-N.
Tucson, Arizona.
I absolutely love it. As long as we're talking about Fox, let's remind ourselves that the very first Fox restaurant is in Tucson, Wildflower, which isn't too far from where we're broadcasting now. And let me just say, happy National Mojito Day, Laura.
Oh, yes, to you too, Matt. I love myself a good mojito.
Today, there's great mojitos all over the community, as we know.
Yes.
And you and I have hoisted a few in our day together. But National Mojito Day, and I think Wildflower's got a great sort of a red, black and blue, or a red and black blueberries, raspberries, rum, fresh lime, fresh mint.
With a Ron Methusalem rum,
say that one more time.
Ron Methusalem.
Ron Methusalem rum.
Oh, wait, no, not Ron Methusalem. I think I have it written down wrong.
That's okay. It's yummy.
Yeah, Methusalem, I think.
Anyway. Well, we're talking to Laura Reese, our celebrity co-host for the full hour. She's the principal at Storyteller Public Relations and a fellow foodie in her own right. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about two of the basic food groups, at least in my food lexicon, wings and waffles.
We're going to
be doing it with our good friend Susan Fulton, the vice president of the Tucson Originals. Fellow foodies, you don't want to miss one delicious morsel of this conversation. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. We'll be right back.
What are the top three ways to stay current on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene throughout the week? First, like On the Menu Live on Facebook. Then, follow On the Menu Live on Twitter. And finally, check out On the Menu Live on Instagram. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on Power Talk 1210. Feel the power, baby.
Well, here we are at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline and Campbell, and we just ran into Chef Albert Hall. Hey, Chef.
Welcome back to Acacia, Matt. It's always great to see you up here.
So what's cooking?
Well, as you know, our happy hour is always rocking with great food and drink specials every day of the week. And our lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch menus are ever-changing with fresh, honest, and local ingredients. You know that's what we're all about.
As you say, Chef, real food, real cocktails. That's what keeps me coming back.
Don't forget to check our website regularly for information on upcoming specials, classes, and events.
Yep, acaciatucson.com.
Let's go get a drink, Matt.
I'm in.
Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home in your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another power happy hour on Power Talk 1210. Coming to you live from The Parish, a southern fusion gastropub on the northwest corner of Oracle and Orange Grove. Remember, we got barbecued pigtails coming up in just a few minutes, but we're sitting here with our celebrity co-host for the full hour from Storyteller Public Relations. My good friend Laura Reese is back with us.
Yay.
Taking a look around the energy here. I feel like I'm in the Big Easy.
I know.
This is so much fun.
It is.
Well, speaking of fun, chicken wings and waffles.
I'm there.
Together.
Wait, tell me all the details right now.
I mean, what more do you need to know? Wings and waffles, two of the basic food groups, and we're here talking to the vice president of the Tucson Originals, the wonderful group of independent local restaurants that have gathered together in the spirit of celebrating local, and she's going to talk to us a little bit about this event. I believe it's the second annual Wings and Waffles event. It's coming up soon, but from Gourmet Girls Gluten-Free Bistro and Bakery, our good friend Susan Fulton is here.
Yeah. Hey. Hi, everybody. It's great to be here with Laura and Matt. I just wonder where those mojitos are that we've been talking about. I don't see mine yet.
Good question.
This is a food and drink show, right? What are we thinking?
I know.
Anyway, long time no talk on the air, girl. How are things going?
Yeah, things are going great. Really great in the gluten-free world. And we're going to be cooking up some gluten-free wings and waffles at the wonderful Tucson Originals event on August 16th.
Okay, August the 16th. I believe that's a Sunday.
It is.
August the 16th. And, of course, we want to make sure that everybody gets as much news about this in advance because, you know, this event is one of those events that sells out fast. So put it on your calendar, August the 16th. The time of day?
August the 16th from 2 in the afternoon to 6 in the evening. And it's going to be at the Fabulous Lodge on the Desert.
Great.
At Alvernon, which is just a wonderful venue.
Beautiful.
It's just
yeah.
going to be so much fun to be there. And what could be better than wings and waffles, Lodge on the Desert?
Now give us an idea of how this whole event is put together. I mean, I love waffles. I love wings. Am I going to be able to sample them both?
Yes, and you're going to be able to have as much as you want,
no,
which is
now.
Even more wonderful.
wait a minute. I don't think you know what you're in for.
Down, Matt, down. It's just so much fun. There's going to be probably about 8 restaurants, and we can talk about them in a minute.
Yeah.
And some of them make both wings and waffles. Some just do one, either wing or waffle. They're all set up in tables around a room, Lodge on the Desert. Not sure which venue they're going to use there, but we know it'll be wonderful. And you just come on in and start picking your snack and go for it.
So you get a ticket, you walk in, and you get to just feast on some of the
yes.
great local-inspired wings and waffles. Now, there's some. Is there like a competition, like a People's Choice vote, or how does
there
that work?
Yes, there's a People's Choice vote for both waffles and wings. And I'm proud to say that Gourmet Girls was the winner of the waffles competition.
Oh, that a girl.
Yeah, so we're going to be the defending champs this year. Got to come up with something especially wonderful to try to hang on to that title with so many good contestants.
This is campaigning right here. You're
yeah, be, just a little
you're gonna
bit.
You're going to be kissing
you know.
Babies. Uh-huh. And
you got it. You got it.
She's got the look of confidence already.
Absolutely.
All they got to do is just show up. You
yeah,
know?
Just wait.
There was a day when gluten-free waffles were that whole idea wouldn't seem appetizing or satisfying, and I love where the gluten-free cuisine movement has come because, I mean, sometimes you have to tell me that there's no gluten in these. I mean, it's just beautiful, delicious dishes.
It is a lot of fun. I mean, a gluten-free waffle in the past might have been kind of like eating cardboard with syrup on it. Now, I mean,
right.
I can put syrup on just about anything. I probably could put it on cardboard, but I'd rather not. I'd rather have it on a delicious gluten-free waffle.
Right.
I agree. I really think that it used to be you would eat something, and it was good for gluten-free, and now gluten-free food is just good food. It's not good
right.
for gluten-free. It's
right.
pretty
totally.
Cool.
Totally. Totally.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
So who are some of the brave contestants that are going that think they're going to, you know, show you a thing or two about how a waffle is done in this community?
Well, there are some longtime favorites here in Tucson, like Jonathan Cork.
Great.
Kingfisher,
oh,
Pastiche, Rocco's. And then there's kind of some newcomers to the scene. There's Claire's Cafe up in Catalina,
nice.
Fresco Pizzeria, Snow Peas, Asian Food, which he made fabulous wings last year.
I can't wait.
They were
wonderful. Mama's Hawaiian Barbecue is going to be there.
Mm.
What's fun is that you can, with all of those different styles of food, you really could make a wing any of those flavor profiles, which is kind of fun. There's a lot of flexibility with a wing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Mother
no pun
Hubbard's
intended.
Cafe will be there. Last year, she did a really intriguing waffle that had lamb in it.
Ooh.
And blue corn.
In the waffle?
Yes.
Love
wow.
it.
Yes. Jonathan last year did an almond roca waffle.
That's
so,
Jonathan.
So, you know, the sky's the limit. It is not yeah. just Aunt Jemima showing up.
Well, like you said, Laura, I mean, the waffle and the wing, almost like blank canvases in their
absolutely.
Own right, can really bring out some creativity. Okay, so again, August the 16th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Lodge on the Desert. How can people get tickets? Because, again, this thing is going to be selling out.
It is. It definitely is. People can get tickets on the Tucson Originals website, TucsonOriginals.com. The event is listed there. You can click and buy. It's $20 when you purchase ahead, $25 at the door.
Wait, and it's unlimited food?
Unlimited.
That's
there she
a
goes
deal.
Again.
Unlimited. How can you go wrong?
I'm on my phone right now.
Yeah.
I always seem to cut in significantly to people's profit potential, whatever they do at all you can eat thing. But anyway, we're looking forward to this event. I think it's one of the most creative food events in town. And I'm so delighted that you, Susan, are a part of it, not only in your leadership with the Originals, but the fact that gluten, the Gourmet Girls Gluten-Free Bistro and Bakery, which is right down the street from where we're
right down the
right
street.
Now. What's
right.
going on at Gourmet Girls these days? Give us
well,
an update.
Well, all kinds of fun things. You probably know that we expanded our space
yes.
just before Thanksgiving. So double the space, the bakery area was able to separate from the kitchen, so no more fighting back there with bakers and cooks getting in each other's way. It was kind of fun. Lots of room
kept
now.
Kept things
exciting. Yeah, yeah, lots of fun going on. Lots of new recipes and just ever pushing the envelope.
Well, let's make sure our listeners know exactly where you're located, your restaurant, and hours of operation, because we want all of our listeners to know just what a gluten-free experience can be at the center of the plate. And let me tell you, again, this is not your mother's gluten-free meal. This is something that is really beginning to sort of redefine its own genre. Mm-hmm. Where are you guys located?
We are just down the street, 5845 North Oracle, just south of Rudisill.
Very good. Anyway, yeah. Susan Fulton with Gourmet Girls Gluten-Free Bistro and Bakery, the vice president of the Tucson Originals, wants you to attend Wings and Waffles on August the 16th at 2 o'clock. Anyway, Susan, thank you so much for all you and Mary do in this community. We salute you for your leadership, and we can't wait to see you on August 16th, if not before.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing everybody.
Awesome.
Thank you so
much. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of our beloved sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be libating like they do in Louisiana with our friend Nate Anderson, who's the bartender here at the Parish, the delicious destination for our live broadcast today. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Don't go away.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including cooking classes and demonstrations. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com and follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals Restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Parish Southern Fusion Gastro Pub in the northwest corner of Oracle and Orange Grove here, partying like we've never done before, like we're in the Big Easy with our celebrity co-host from Storyteller Public Relations. Laura Reese is back with us.
I am. I'm wanting a brass band right now. I need,
If anybody can make that happen, it's our next guest, because he's going to talk to us about how to libate like they do in Louisiana. He's one of the bartenders here at the Parish, and I think the guy behind this thing called the Parlor Show, which we're going to be hearing about in a couple of minutes, bartender Nate Anderson for his On the Menu Live debut. What's up, brother?
How are you guys?
I mean, how am I? Yeah, how, look at
right.
me.
How could you not be good in this joint?
So you get to bartend here at the Parish.
I do. I am a lucky, lucky man.
And you call it work.
Yeah, I don't actually, but some do. Some do, but it's not really work when you work at the Parish. It's a good time.
Totally, man.
Good
you know,
time.
You take a look at the menu and the attitude and the spirit of this place. Southern fusion, you know, it's Bayou inspired.
Absolutely.
We have in our mind, we're going to be talking to Chef Travis Peters and Bryce Ziegler about sort of what the Parish looks like at the center of the plate, but the cocktail and the beverage experience at the Parish is as much of an anchor offering as the cuisine is here.
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it. Absolutely. We take a lot of pride in everything we do, from the center of the plate to the atmosphere, to how we treat our guests. The cocktails are a huge part of the experience. We work really hard. All of the bartenders have serious input on our menu, and our signature cocktails are a great example of the work and the love that we have for food and beverage. It's just the best. Now, I believe.
When I was bartending 25 years ago, Nate Anderson, if it wasn't,
what were you, 14?
Pretty much. Yeah. You know, if it wasn't a Jack and Coke or a Cuervo, yeah. I didn't know what to do beyond that.
Right.
Today, the cocktail culture has redefined what a libation is.
Absolutely.
So how does that? What does that look like here at the parish?
So it's a lot of research, a lot of study. We all keep our ear to the ground and keep our nose in a book. And really watch what we're doing, and watch what the trends are and what other people are doing. And really kind of, we do watch Louisiana and New Orleans quite a bit, because a lot of the creativity is that's one of the hearts of
arguably the birthplace.
Yeah, totally. Of beverage creativity. You know, the Sazerac is the, mm-hmm. it's the cocktail of Louisiana.
Totally.
And we pride ourselves making sure that we use the classic recipe and that we do it exactly the way it was done so many years ago.
I love that.
By those guys who wore the white waistcoats.
Yes.
And looked so uncomfortable, but never got a drop on them. I don't even know how they did that, but...
Do you want a white waistcoat, by the way?
I don't. I have one on order.
Or is it not that you can see, anyway?
Right.
But anyway, is there one sort of classic cocktail that you think best represents this style? I mean, would it be the Sazerac then?
I think the Sazerac, the old-fashioned. We pride ourselves on a Corpse Reviver number 2, which is a delicious blend of Lillet Blanc, lemon juice, some triple sec, and some gin. And it is delicious. It is I always tell people it's the perfect drink of the best lemonade you've ever had.
Oh, those are big words, Nate Anderson.
Yes, I know.
Well, what's that one called again?
It's called a Corpse Reviver number 2.
Of course it is. And is there time to talk about number 1, by the way?
Well, number 1 was actually done with brandy, and they decided that didn't taste very good. So they immediately went to Corpse Reviver number 2, and that stuck. And it's quite a classic that actually people really build off of now. And we love being able to tell the story of these cocktails. And that's part of the fun of drinking at the parish and coming to the bar, is we tell you the story of a drink.
Yeah.
And we tell you the story of the cocktail. And there are great, great stories.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was
illegal at one point, and they just couldn't make it stick.
Well, just look,
so it's great.
Looking at the menu is almost like a storybook in its own right.
Absolutely.
I mean, just the design and the attitude that these cocktails represent.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, the first thing we always do when we come to the parish, we just head right to the bar.
Absolutely.
You know, we began our experience with a wonderful Louisiana libation.
Oh,
and then we move into the cuisine. But anyway, you're the guy behind something that I think is pretty cool. It's called the Parlor Show. Now,
yes,
let me make sure I'm getting this right.
Yeah.
Magicians, mind reading, and mystery.
Correct.
At the parish.
Yes, sir.
What do you got up your sleeve?
So the first and third Thursday of every month, my partner in magic and I perform a parlor show, and we pay homage to the parlor show of the 18th, 19th century, and we explain how it came about, where it came from, the grandfather of what is now considered close-up or modern magic. I am the close-up magician of the year for Arizona State.
Oh, my gosh.
The estate. So we're very proud of that.
As well, you should be.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, what is the difference between a parlor magician and a regular magician?
So, it would be kind of hard. Like a regular magician, I think people see that and they think of the magicians they see on television.
Okay.
Which has changed, because you don't see a lot of like David Copperfield stuff.
Right.
Big illusions now. That would be considered an illusionist.
Okay.
A magician, like a David Blaine,
sure.
Something like that. If
okay.
you think of what you see there, that's actually close-up magic, which is if I did something for you guys right here. parlor is a little bit bigger. We do it in our private room right here. We seat about 25 people.
Fun.
It's very intimate, and it's really fun. I always tell people when they purchase a ticket that they are going to become friends with approximately 20 to 24 other people.
Oh, that is my favorite.
In about an hour, and we do. Yeah. And it's a clean show. It's a family-friendly show. If kids are going to come, we try to say really 12 and older, because to any kid that's not that old, mind reading really isn't impressive, because when you still have a great imagination, yeah, absolutely.
Everyone's a mind reader.
Santa Claus knows what I'm thinking. Right. Why can't this guy know what I'm thinking?
So the parlor show, the first and day right here of each month at the parish, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are only $15.
Only $15. And, Matt, you get a complimentary beer, wine, or a house-made bread pudding right now. So it's a great deal.
With the $15.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I can see you've already done something pretty successfully. You've already made our cocktails disappear.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we don't have any cocktails. Uh-oh. But anyway, we got to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple sponsors. But when we come back, we're going to be talking to the guys who have helped bring this story of the parish to the center of the plate. My good friend, Executive Chef Travis Peters, and one of the managing partners here, Bryce Ziegler. They're going to be talking about what soulful Southern-inspired cuisine is. And in the meantime, we might have to shake up a couple of cocktails. But anyway, Nate Anderson, bartender and magician-in-chief here at the parish. Thanks so much for sharing your
story
with us.
Thank you, Matt.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. Stick around, fellow foodies. We're live from the parish. Don't go away.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best Of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com. Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me, I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell and Laura Reese broadcasting live from the Parish Southern Fusion Gastropub in the northwest corner of Oracle and Orange Grove.
Oh,
like
wait,
we
we're
say.
Not in New Orleans? Oh, we're still in Tucson.
We could as well be. I mean, the Big Easy is alive and well. Save the airfare, fellow foodies, and come experience what Fat Tuesday looks like every day of the year. And there is a guy who hails from Baton Rouge himself that he thinks he knows what it is about an authentic Southern fusion experience, and he and his partners have brought it to us here in Tucson, and we are grateful for everything that you and your team have done. One of the guys behind the parish that we love so much, my good friend Bryce Ziegler, is with us. Bryce, what's going on, man?
Hey, Matt, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Thank you so much for having us.
Are you kidding me? I mean, this is just, we just love sort of telling the stories of local. We love telling the stories of creativity manifest, both obviously at the center of the plate and the glass. We had a chance to get to know Nate Anderson a bit. And boy, what a catch he is,
we're
man.
We're so lucky to have him.
Jeez, yeah. I would just love to sort of get to know him a little bit more, but he'd have to make me a cocktail to give me that, you know, to for that honor.
But that's what bartenders are
they're all about.
But anyway, right? How long have you guys been open out here now at the parish?
Almost 4 years now.
I can't believe that.
I know. It's gone so fast.
And so you actually, when I interviewed you for a newspaper story I wrote a couple of years ago, I learned in that moment that you're actually from Baton Rouge.
I sure am.
So how did you end up in the middle of the Sonoran Desert from Baton Rouge, Louisiana?
Well, a totally unrelated food story, but I actually fell in love with astronomy when I was in high school. I was lucky enough to have a planetarium.
Oh, my gosh.
In our high school in Baton Rouge. And when I started looking at colleges, U of A was it.
Right.
It is the public school for astronomy, right? So came out, studied for a few years, and then that was that.
And now it's all about gastronomy.
Now it's all about food.
Add the G, and there goes another trajectory for you.
After, you know, by the end of my college career, switched to business, and the one thing I missed from home more than anything else was the food. So.
And this was the response to that, that reflection of what life was like growing up in Baton Rouge.
That's right.
Because, you know, for that experience, you know, you really can't just put gumbo on a menu and call it authentic, you know, Louisiana-inspired cuisine.
Plenty of people try.
Don't try this at home.
Right.
But you really have to do, from the ground up, create a surround sound encounter with Louisiana for it to be called true authenticity.
You really do, and I think that's why so many restaurants, you know, you can't find authentic Cajuns because how long it takes to actually get an authentic product.
Right.
You've really got to put some time into it. So
now, in terms of the design of the menu and what we're talking about, we're going to be talking to Travers Peters a little bit about some certain dishes here, but is there a Creole-Cajun conflict at all? I mean, how do you neutralize that, from what I understand, in Louisiana to be kind of these two factions that some people, you know, think are synonymous?
Right. Well, I think it's when you get kind of pigeonholed into whether you want to be Cajun or Creole, that's not what we're about here at all. It's more just celebrating the flavors. You've got all these bold flavors. It's not, and we're fusion here. We don't consider ourselves a Cajun restaurant.
Right.
We're fusion, and that's where Chef brings all of his genius ideas, and yeah, we'll make some of the stuff you're going to try here today.
I'm one of those people. Just now, I thought that Cajun and Creole was the same thing. What would you say is like the key things that differentiate them?
The short answer is honestly tomatoes.
Okay.
That's the short answer. So,
and it's true.
But really, okay. Creole has a more French background.
Okay.
Whereas Cajun is Acadian from North Canada, so it's got a Cajun is more, how will you say, like country cooking. I mean, it's back home.
Okay.
Whereas Creole is a little more refined, comes from, you know, overseas, our European neighbors. So.
Well, there we go. Now I know.
And first of all, gumbo is one of the things that you can never take off your menu. There will be riots and revolts right on here in Oracle.
And we have we have people, you know, that ask year-round for, you know, we want the etouffee, we want the jambalaya, we want the red beans. And we do that for special events. So Mardi Gras, of course, we do the red beans and rice and all that.
And
so.
I remember, doesn't your grandmother play a role in the story of the gumbo here, particularly when it comes to the roux?
It is her recipe. Oh. And that, again, that ties back to why, you know, so many other restaurants don't do the authentic, because they try to shortcut that. Right. And roux is, it's a long process.
Yeah.
In order to get it right, I mean, you don't, if you shorten the time, you're not going to get that flavor. You're not going to get that, you know, deep, rich, you know, flavor that you're looking for.
And it's one of those things that, it's got to be to the minute, because it's easy to underdo, obviously, because you're not patient enough.
Exactly.
But if you let it hang out too long, you know, it's overdone.
That's right.
And so God love Grandma.
That's right.
For bringing her sense of spirit to the parish.
Yeah, and I really do remember when I was a kid, I remember her stirring, you know, sitting on that, you know, at the kitchen, just stirring away. And, you know, I always said, God, it takes so long, but the finished product is so worth it.
So. All right, I'm ready.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
So now, I want to taste it.
What about, I mean, you're open for lunch and dinner here at the parish?
We are. We open 7 days a week at 11 a.m. And then Sunday, Monday, we close at 10, but then the rest of the nights we close at midnight.
How long ago was it where you did the expansion? Because I remember that day quite well. Or the moment that you decided that, you know, you really did, you know, give the people what they want. They were clamoring for space. How long has it been since you guys built out?
When you were here, right, before we did
it.
So you remember how it was tight. And we thought at the beginning that was going to be, plenty of room for us, and we've realized real soon that it wasn't. So it was really just a good timing. Our neighbor here moved on and kind of opened the space for us, and landlord was willing to work with us, so we did it. And that was a year and a half ago in December.
It's a great idea. And, boy, has the community responded, too. It's just been one of the great things.
Boy, Friday and Saturdays, it's really nice to have that extra space, for sure.
Now, in addition to this parlor show, which I think is just off-the-hook fun, we need to get in here to try that. We were talking about some of the cool things that could happen there. But when you're thinking about Louisiana, when you're thinking about Cajun country, Creole country, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, I mean, entertainment is so much a part of that atmosphere.
Right.
Now, in addition to the parlor show, are you bringing in kind of an entertainment sense as well around the food and beverage experience?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're trying to do here. It kind of embodies what everybody loves about New Orleans. It is everything. It's not just the food. It's the music. It's the culture. And that's really it. And we're so pro-local here. I mean, we've got, local artists on the wall that change every couple months. We want everything we can do to support our community. That's really what it's about. And it's the music, it's the food, all the entertainment, cocktails, of course. So
you have a Facebook page. People, is
we
that
do.
How you routinely update who the acts that are going to be coming in?
Yep, yep. Okay. We keep up pretty up to date on our Facebook. It's the Parish Tucson. We also have Instagram, and so all with the Parish Tucson.
Great. I want to remind all of our listeners that Bryce Ziegler and his team are going to be giving you the opportunity. One of you is going to be ending this hour with a gift certificate to experience the parish for yourselves. We're going to be doing a trivia question at some point between now and the end of the show, and the first person in with the right answer is going to walk away with a gift certificate to experience the parish for themselves, and this is one of the favorite parts of our show, because sometimes we get to introduce restaurants to our listeners. You know, it's always fun to say, hear from people that have never been to the restaurant before, and to be a part of that story.
Yeah.
Is a lot of fun.
Right.
So as you prepare for Fat Tuesday for Mardi Gras, I mean, at what point in the calendar year do you guys sit down and say, okay, it's time. We got to get our game face on. We got to order the crawfish. We got to do all that. I mean,
the last Mardi Gras. it's a big production here. It takes a lot of work.
And how long do you usually celebrate it for? Do you have a special menu that is a week before? Or?
We really just do the day.
Yeah,
We pack it all into that one day, which, it's a lot of fun. Nobody else really does anything like that here in Tucson, especially on a Tuesday. A lot of people try to do it on the weekend before. But, no, we blow it up for that day.
So fun.
So.
And how many crawfish, I guess, or how many pounds of crawfish do you say that you're going to go through this coming Fat Tuesday on Mardi Gras?
We typically fly out about 250 to 300 pounds. And that's the hard – but you've eaten them.
And if John Farlow was there, maybe another 150 pounds of crawfish.
Exactly. Well,
right. 300 pounds of crawfish. Yeah. You got John's attention, Bryce.
Nice. It's a lot of work for a little bit of meat, but it's so much fun, and that meat is so flavorful that it's worth it.
That's great. As we mentioned before the show, on our Facebook page, as well as when we first started broadcasting here, you've got something called Barbecue Pig Tails that are on special tonight.
We sure do.
Laura, when was your last serving of barbecued pig tails?
I have no answer. That sounds awesome.
Another first for Tucson. And the parish can claim the culinary masterpiece and magnificence of our next guest. He is no stranger to this show. He's no stranger to me. And he's no stranger to a good old-fashioned pair of Argyle socks. He's the executive chef here at the parish, my good friend Travis Peters. Travis, what's going on?
Not much. How are you doing?
Not much, he says. Just another day at the
another
office
day
for
at the
Travis.
Office.
Barbecued pigtails?
Yep. We decided just to have some fun and put something new on the menu and put something out there that nobody's really doing.
I've never
met a part of a pig I didn't like, so
there
I'm
is no part.
Excited.
They're all amazing.
They're all so good.
Now, Chef, are you doing food specials every night, every week? How does that rotate around here?
We kind of play with it. Right now we're working on some new menu items, so we're sort of just featuring those. But we, do fish specials throughout the year, and, just depends on what's seasonal, and we just bring it in and rock it out.
Right. And given the fact that this is all about the bayou, I mean, seafood is part of that epicenter experience here at the parish, right?
It is, correct, yep. We try to bring stuff in fresh every week. When we are doing the fish specials, we keep everything as fresh and seasonal as possible. And then we also try to showcase, like the pigtails, we should showcase a lot of southern cuisine from different aspects different areas of the country and just kind of have fun with it and play around. And
remember the first dish that you introduced me to back, and I can't believe it's been 4 years. Bryce was saying you guys have been open for 4 years.
Yeah.
There was something called the war pig.
The war pig.
The war pig. Has the war pig endured here on the menu at the parish?
The war pig finally is on vacation. This, this is his angry uncle. Pigtails.
Okay, so you brought out a couple of things for us to taste, and now our palates are fairly...
It smells
we're ready.
Insanely
they have
good.
Been
I cannot wait
for this experience. Now, you brought out a couple of dishes for us to try. Where would you suggest we start the tasting, Chef?
Well, this is one of our appetizers, the pigtails, if you guys want to jump in there.
Okay. I need to grab a quick photo.
It's real spicy. Yep. It's got a lot of a bite to it.
All of our all of these photos are obviously going to be up on our website or on our Facebook page. Laura's holding up the pigtails for me ever so delicately and lovingly. That's just beautiful. So, as I said, no one else is doing barbecue pigtails in town.
No.
All not right. that I know of.
No.
So let's do this, man. I mean, how do we plate these up?
Well, here's the thing with the pigtails. They're, you know, a lot of people, obviously, since nobody's really had them before, we don't know how to eat them. All I can say is you want to eat them like ribs. They're,
okay.
They are very similar to ribs. I find even more tender, personally.
Okay, now, in my mind, when I heard we were having barbecued pigtails, I was thinking like these little, you know,
curly Q
little French fry things, but I mean, this is a is a pigtail. I would love to see the pig.
It is kind of like a rib, but it's like it's so moist and fatty and crispy.
So,
oh my god!
How in the world did
it
occur to you, Chef Travis Peters, that the tail of a pig belongs on a plate at the parish?
What I've learned is all parts of the pig belong on the plate at the parish.
So talk to us about this. I'm going to get a little mustard on this.
So what we do is we brine it we use some cola. Dr. Pepper, I believe, was this batch. And then we'll brine it for a little while and then grill it. And then we make a sort of a South Carolina-style mustard barbecue sauce.
That's what I'm loving.
Oh, yeah. With the pickled
Red
onions.
And we got pickled red onions. And there's also pickled peaches that we have on the plate, too, just to kind of add some sweetness to it. And then we'll grill it up and... baste it up and send it out to you.
So you know what it tastes like to me? It almost is like, sorry, my mic. I'm dripping pig juice all over my face.
That's how we roll here.
No, it tastes like a pork version of like a beef short rib. Like
exactly,
it's that tender. It's that fall apart. Right. It has that same like super, super savory, dense flavor to it, but it's pork and not beef. It's really good.
Yeah, we think it's a pretty fun dish. We're pretty excited about it. So
now you're brining and grilling. I mean, it almost has this confit texture to it. I mean, it's beautifully rich and beautifully tender.
Thank you.
Are you producing that on the grill?
Well, it's just you know, it has a nice little fat layer on it that really allows itself to stay tender and then you know, it's like a rib. It's got the bone that goes right through it, so that keeps the moisture in the meat. And the brine, obviously, it helps keep it moist. And then just we cook it slow. So
I've never had anything like this before in my entire life.
Yeah. Oh
my just gosh. Beautiful.
I'm gonna be back.
I asked her a question while she had a mouthful of...
I know. I can't stop eating it. Okay, I'm sorry.
So these are absolutely beautiful. I mean, you could start your meal with this. I could make a meal out of this.
Yep, definitely can.
Full flavors. And what I love about this dish is, you know, you found a way. Now, you say you're bringing peaches, so you got some sweet coming into the savory that Laura talked about.
Yeah.
And this sort of integration of flavors is doing something with pigtails that I never thought I'd experience. I never thought I'd experience pigtails, let alone, you know, peach and mustard. This is beautiful. It's got to be a huge seller tonight.
I hope so.
And they're on special tonight.
They're on special.
Beautiful. Okay, so we start with the barbecued pigtails. I have to watch my popping peas with this mustard on these very expensive microphones. But anyway, this is where we're going to start. Where are we now? You're navigating us up to another plate here, representing something that you guys are pretty proud of here at the
Parish. This is it's a big dish. It's probably one of our best sellers easily. It's called the Drunken Angel.
Attaboy.
Yep. And we it's got a All lobster right. broth that we make. We do a cream sauce. It's got saffron in it. We cooked the noodles are cooked in red wine and balsamic vinegar.
That's how the angel hair gets that.
That's why it's
beautiful
drunken.
Red. Okay. Yep. Right. Even our food drinks here.
This is absolutely gorgeous.
And it's got some beautiful bay shrimp and it's got some crawfish in there.
Beautiful size too. Those are big shrimp.
Aren't they nice?
These are like U3s, I think. talk about this sauce again, because I
so creamy.
Well, we make a really nice lobster broth. We use shrimp and lobster, and we just cook that low and slow, get it real rich. And then for the sauce, we'll add that, and then we have a red bell pepper and saffron base sauce that we add, that and a little cream, and just bring
just
it all together.
Beautiful.
And just hopefully
wow.
it blends together well.
Travis, what excites you most about this style of cooking, this style of the culinary arts, as a chef and as one of the most credentialed chefs, you know, in this region? What is it about this style of cuisine that just excites you?
I think that traditionally, people from New Orleans and from the South just aren't scared of anything. They'll try any That's style true. Of food. They'll try any type of protein. They're just willing to go for anything. Mm. And a lot of people that come from there, come here to check it out. They get what we're doing. They realize that not everything's traditional. They realize that we're having fun with the ideas, and that's what it's all about. It's a party town, and right. we want the food to party as much as anything. So we're hoping it's just as fun as the environment that we're setting up.
I would imagine that pig had a big party right before his last breath.
He probably
right?
had a good party.
Knowing that he's putting smiles on our faces. Now, we were talking to Nate Anderson about that concept in the center of a glass. It's got to be fun. It's got to be alive. Is there a particular beverage that you think would really make the most out of this Drunken Angel dish, Bryce?
Well, I'm a purist at heart. For me, this Drunken Angel dish, I love wine.
Yeah.
And we have a Chardonnay that just goes beautifully with this.
Beautiful.
So
nice butter.
Kind of cuts into that.
Yeah.
Into Gorgeous. That spicy cream. So.
Now I notice you have a garnish here on this plate, and I don't know. It might be a misnomer to call it a garnish. It looks like a weapon of mass destruction. I'm almost afraid to pick this up, Chef Travis Peters. What is this?
That's our garlic bread.
This is garlic bread.
It's basically, for listeners, it's like take a baguette and slice it lengthwise,
that's it.
And that's the size of this baguette.
What's protocol for this, though?
Break it up.
Dip it in. Okay, I'm going to break it.
Have fun.
And I'm going to dip it, and I'm going to have fun. Chef's
that's
orders.
It.
I'm going right in there. I'm going to give this one last try before we do our...
Oh, my gosh, that sauce is just so rich. That... I love that.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite dishes here.
What a home run, guys.
I don't think I believe you about the Chardonnay. I'm going to need to see it. I'm going to need to taste it myself to really know.
We can do that.
That's what we call a hint.
Yeah.
Anyway, Chef Travis Peters and Bryce Ziegler from the Parish. It's time to give a gift certificate to one of our listeners, whoever thinks they know the answer to the question. Again, the first person to call in is going to get a Parish gift card. Laura, put your phone down. You're not eligible.
Dang it.
Gift card for $25.
What a nice gift. A gift card for $25 for the first person that knows the answer to this question.
All right. So we've been talking about our cocktails, and we have, one of our big seller signature cocktails, the Caribbean Mule. It was featured as one of the best cocktails in Tucson in the Arizona Daily Star. Is our take on the ever-popular Moscow Mule.
Sure.
Now, what is it that makes our Caribbean Mule different than a typical Moscow Mule?
I think that's a great question.
I almost give my guess out on the air.
You're not eligible.
I know. I'm sorry.
The classic cocktail, the Moscow Mule, is sort of the foundational inspiration for a drink that you have here called the Caribbean Mule.
Bingo.
And we want to know, what is the difference? What distinguishes a Caribbean Mule from a Moscow Mule?
That's it.
If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now, 750-7456. That's 750-7456 for a chance to win a Parish gift card. Good luck, fellow foodies. I'm diving into the Drunken Angel on this commercial break. We'll be right back. Good luck.
Where is Tucson's only locally owned and trusted purveyor of the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamics? Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza. I'm Matt Russell, and I trust Alfonso exclusively for my olive oil and balsamics, and you should too. Tom and Nancy Alfonso invite you to taste the difference for yourself. Choose from nearly 30 olive oils imported from all over the world, from single varietals to fusions and infusions with fresh herbs, fruits, and spices. And enjoy the sweet and velvety flavors of more than 20 aged balsamics from Modena, Italy, including espresso, dark chocolate, fig, as well as traditional balsamic. And while you're there, check out their wide selection of artisan salts, peppers, chutneys, and jams, as well as fun accessories to take your olive oil and balsamic experience to a new level. Stop in today for a complimentary tasting. And as they say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza on the southeast corner of River and Campbell. See what they're pouring today at alfonsooliveoil.com. If you enjoy craft beer like I do, you want consistency, innovation, and passion to go into each and every beer that you drink. And Barrio Brewing Company, Arizona's oldest brewery, puts all three into each beer it produces. And they've been handcrafting fine beers for Tucson and Arizona for nearly 25 years. Barrio Brewing serves up a spectacular lineup of 12 standard and seasonal brews, including Barrio Blonde, the oldest continuously brewed beer in all of Arizona. Barrio also turns out specialty beers each month, like its new Simpatico Stout, a rich blend of Euro espresso roasted coffee, low-fat cocoa, flaked oats, and milk sugars to give you just the right balance of sweetness and a full, creamy mouthfeel with every sip. Stop by Barrio Brewing Company at the corner of 16th Street and Toole Avenue, just southeast of downtown, to enjoy some of Arizona's most innovative and delicious brews. Or look for them at your local grocer or your favorite dining and drinking establishments across town. Learn more today at BarrioBrewing.com.
I'm sorry.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live in the middle of a bowl of Drunken Angel here at the Parish. It's Southern-inspired cuisine. It is Southern fusion. It's a gastropub. It is a trip to New Orleans without taking a trip. Just come on up here to the northwest corner of Oracle and Orange Grove. You know, and even bring your beads for crying out loud.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's always Fat Tuesday, isn't it, Bryce?
It sure is.
Well, anyway, as we're making our way through these gorgeous dishes that you've prepared for us, we've got some callers that think they know the answer to the question. Again, the question is, what is the distinguishing factor between the Moscow Mule and the Caribbean Mule?
That's it.
And we want to know what the difference is. John Farlow is jumping up and down. He thinks he knows the answer. John, you got to call. Anyway, we're going to go to line one and see if Sabrina knows the answer to the question. Sabrina, how are you?
I'm good, buddy. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Nice. Long-time listener, yeah. First-time caller. It's
right
now, you should be sitting on a bar stool here at the Parish. Anyway, Sabrina, thanks so much for calling. You know, what is the difference between these two cocktails?
Well, I would say it would have to
So what's your answer?
Key ingredient, rum.
Okay, the key ingredient, rum. Now, Bryce, you are our judge here.
We're going to take that. That's a 90% correct answer. So that's good enough for the gift certificate. But if you can tell me what, there may even be a bonus in there.
Oh, a bonus if there's another part of the question.
Because there is a particular type of rum that we're using in our signature cocktail.
Well, I'm hoping I'm going to.
Do you know what?
Spiced rum, Captain Morgan. Hopefully not. So I don't know.
Spiced rum, she says.
That's a good guess.
Party? I don't
not quite. We're
I'm
doing,
not a big
we're doing
rum
our,
drinker. But
she's having fun anyway.
No, that's good.
Have you had rum today?
Morgan, old school.
So it's
no, we do all of, so all of our signature cocktails here at the Parish, we do all of our own infusing. So okay, the rum that we're using for the Caribbean Mule is house. It's a vanilla ginger rum that we're cutting our own ginger root and putting our own vanilla bean in there.
Doing all that in-house.
Well,
anyway, Sabrina, thank you so much for listening. Thanks so much for calling. Now, don't go away because Mike back at the studio is going to get all your information, and we're going to mail that Parish gift card to you in the mail. Congratulations.
We're going to be celebrating with Matt Russell our birthdays together. Woohoo!
Oh, nice. Another July 4th baby. She must be the newspaper. I'm blushing.
Right.
Anyway, Sabrina, thank you so much for calling in.
Sure. Thank you.
Great.
Bye.
So the Caribbean Mule.
So good.
Beautiful. Sounds gorgeous.
So
that,
good.
That artisanal sort of rum experience.
And it's really fun. I mean, when you're sitting at the bar, you can always see when they're making it because we take the 151 Bacardi with some bitters in there that we spray and light on fire.
Hang on, Mike, you got to come off our line and talk to the caller directly, please. Thanks. Go ahead, Bryce.
So when they're because we light that the 151 on top. So when you're sitting at the bar, you can always see when they're making it. They got a nice big fireball going on top of that cocktail before it's served. So
anyway, well, we'll try to reach her a little in another minute or two, Mike. No worries. All right. So we talked about these great cocktails, and you talked about wine. You're a big wine guy. You got a nice little wine list here as well.
We do, and that ties into our support of the local. We love now that Sonoyta and Elgin and a lot of other regions in Southern Arizona are actually growing making some pretty good wines here. So we've got Kent Callaghan has always been one of my favorite. We have two of his wines here.
I'm sorry. Hey, hey, Mike, can you hear us? Oh, please. Hey, all right. Don't repeat her address and her phone number, please, on the air. But anyway, we're back talking to Bryce Ziegler from the parish. Hours of operation again here at the parish, so all of our listeners know when they can find you open.
We are 7 days a week, open at 11 a.m., and then open until midnight, except Sunday, Monday at 10.
And the parishtucson.com and the Parish Tucson, on Facebook.
That's it.
Twitter.
All of that is
everything
there.
You can
the
possibly Parish imagine. Tucson. Right. Yeah. Well, anyway, so. You know, sadly, this is only an hour show. Yeah. We have covered a lot of terrain here. But anyway,
definitely.
Bryce Ziegler, thank you so much for
hanging
out.
Absolutely.
And hosting
you so
this
much.
Delicious broadcast.
Anytime.
Again, the Parish Southern Fusion Gastro Pub in the northwest corner of Oracle and Orange Grove. Come on in. Again, the barbecued pigtails are on special tonight. This drunken angel is going to make you, you know, sort of rediscover a part of your palate you ever even knew you had.
Yeah.
It's all happening right here. At the Parish Southern Fusion Gastro Pub. Bryce, thank you so much.
Absolutely, thank you.
And to Laura Reese, our celebrity co-host, who this hour just goes by so darn quick.
It does. It's too fast.
With the great stories and the great flavors and the great textures and colors and everything. We just love everything these guys are all about. But anyway, Wings and Waffles, I'll see you on August 16th at the Lodge on the Desert.
Sounds like a plan.
Anyway, if you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell, Bryce Ziegler, Nate Anderson, Travis Peters, and Laura Reese reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it is On the Menu Live. Cheers. Have a great weekend, and we will see you at the parish.
Is KEPT Sahuarita Tucson. Power Talk 1210. Broadcasting live from the Tucson Original Studios. Tucson Originals. Local dining at its best.